This morning, our squad's just started back. We had roughly 50 kids in the water for the first time, straight off the cuff. This is at 5:15 this morning. We have a fitness program. We had 21 people turn up for fitness for the very first time to christen the fitness here. Our squads, we've had about, it's just on 10 to 11 now, we've had about 30 people in doing laps, and they're predominantly our regulars. We've got the guys from underwater hockey who want to start up, and they're inquiring about, you know, the bottom of the pool and how that's going to affect their game. We've got surf clubs, both Whoopi, Coffs Harbour and Sawtelle coming as well. We've got swim club, schools. You can see Narangas is the first school in today. They're the very first opportunity to actually use this. So we're hoping our mums and dads with little guys can come in. Mum and dad can have a cup of coffee. We've actually got chairs and tables coming in here as well. So mum and dad can have a coffee and bub can crawl around. If you've got an older one, we've got an inflatable for the bigger kids when eventually on the weekends when they go up. So mum and dad can sit and have a coffee, watch the young one. Inflatable can go up and they can have a mid-range. And then if grandma comes in, she can walk in the water, in the warm pool as well.
Wow. Who paid for this to happen?
We've been very fortunate. We've got a combination of people. We had Mrs. Hogman, Barbara Hogman, donated $750,000 to this. So to me personally, I think it's just absolutely awesome. I mean, it's really, really cool. Jason Bailey from Parks and Gardens, who's the manager of Parks and Gardens here. Caravan Parks. They've also put some in. Council put some in. It's been a whole, and plus some federal grants, etc. It's been a combination of lots of things.
Yeah, this has transformed your job. I imagine you probably got a whole new feeling about the place today.
Well, yes and no, really. It's we've been looking for this for the last 4 or 5 years. That's been our goal, to get to open this up to all year round, and that's the key to this. It's going to be open all year round. Our big pool, because of the sheer size, will probably close on the weather, probably in May. We've got over $80,000 worth of solar on the roof of this to make it warm. The 25 will open all year round. That's the key. And that for us is a transition where we're going to be opening all year round for the people of Coffs.
Mm. Wonderful. Thanks, Jonesy.
Pleasure.
I'm going to go chat to some swimmers.
Go for your life.
Let's have another try at doing your swim. Ready? Let's go. We're swimming in the pool.
Anthony Nabur is down at the pool. G'day, Anthony. What do you think? Two new pools.
Very, very much beautiful. Compared to what it was, it's very beautiful.
And who have you brought here today?
I'm with a school, Naranga Public School. Kids from Africa, who are going to the school, who haven't had any swimming at all.
Yeah, so the point is to bring them down here, teach them how to swim, and make them water safe, hey?
That's it. That's the point. Okay. In Africa, we don't have too much access to water as it is in Australia, so the kids have to get used to the Australian way of life.
And how are they going?
Well, today is the first day. Some of them are scared, but I know after the 2 weeks, they should be confident.
Well, they don't look too shy. They're currently sitting on the edge of the water and about to dive in. How many young African students are learning today?
We got 20 African students. Some of them haven't had any water experience before. So this is a bit of a new experience.